我们今天要跟大家来思想使徒行传第十六章第六到第四十节。
And we shall study together today Acts chapter 16 verses 6 to 40.
这段圣经是基本上讲到是宣教的报告。
And this passage is about a mission report.
或许你们不知道，我昨天晚上才回来。
Maybe some of you are unaware that I have only came back to Singapore last night.
大概回到家大概12点。
And I reached home at about 12 midnight.
大家问你去哪里玩？
And people might ask, where did you go for holiday?
其实我是刚刚从中国回来。
Actually, I just came back from China.
很多人这个是一个不知道，这个是一个secret mission, 这个是一个秘密的行动。
And this is a secret mission.
当然，我们过去又有这个圣经研讨会，我们又有婚礼，所以我们大家都很忙。我也没有告诉大家我什么时候离开。
And it's due to the Bible conference and also the wedding, and which caused everyone to be so busy, so I did not inform you when I was leaving.
那么有些人说，哎呀，为什么你整天去中国？
And some people ask, why do you always go to China?
那么也有些人说你没有跟我们讲。
And others ask, why didn't you inform us?
但是我们要知道，我们基督徒神的命令是要我们去使万民做我们的做主的门徒，要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡主所教训的，我们都要教训他们遵守。
But of course, we know that the Lord Jesus commanded us to go and make disciples of all the people and teaching them to observe all that Jesus has commanded.
其实我到中国去已经算起来已经接近十年了。
Actually, I've been traveling to China for almost 10 years.
所以你会看到有一些照片，我把它找出来，是我在中国所拍的一些情况。
And these are some pictures taken in my early years.
那么在我在讲的时候，你可以看到这些是在温州的时候的一些照片。
And these are pictures taken when I was preaching in 温州。
那么你看到他们的十字架一般上都是红色的。
You can see that their crosses are usually in red.
问他为什么是红色的呢？他说主的血把整个基督的十字架染红了。
So when I ask them why are your crosses in red, they say it has been stained by the blood of Christ.
你们看到有人站在我旁边。
Do you see that there is someone standing next to me?
因为他在替我翻译。
He was translating for me.
去了中国也要翻译吗？
So do you need translation in China?
是的，我用中文，他们翻译成温州话。
And yes, indeed, I was preaching in Chinese, but they were translating into the local dialect.
而且这个温州呢，你要走，只要你走一天的路，又是另外一种语言。
And if you walk a day's journey, you will reach another place with a different dialect.
那么你看到这一张呢，就是在另外一个教会，在温州在北方的另外一个教会。
And this is in the northern part of 温州 in another part.
那么这张照片呢，就是露天这个叫什么？露天布道。
And this picture shows that I was preaching outdoors.
你看到他的椅子。
You look at the benches.
这张椅子很有文化的。
There's lots of culture behind those chairs.
几千年来，这张椅子同样是这个结构没有改过的。
This the construction of this chair has not changed for 1,000 years.
如果你看包青天，他也是这个椅子的。
And if you watch a TV series, you will see that it's the same kind of chairs.
所以，但是你会问，为什么我背着他们呢？
And you realize my back was facing them.
因为其实它里面不够坐。如果你看里面坐满了人，屋子里面坐满了人。
Actually, I was preaching to the people inside.
但是后面不够坐，所以你会看到，你这个是从里面拍出去的。
And because there wasn't enough seats inside, so there were people outside.
而且旁边也坐满了，走廊也坐满了人。
And there were people who filled the corridors.
那么这一张呢，就是这个是在外面的人。
So these were the people who were outside.
所以你看到中国的信徒呢，非常渴慕。
So you can see that the believers in China were thirsting.
所以他们在教导的时候呢，他们非常爱慕我们传讲神的话，他们好像一个这个 sponge 就是不断的吸收。
And they really hunger for God's word, and as we taught them, they were just like sponge and they absorbed everything.
所以你看，如果你有注意看它的背景是什么。
And if you look at the background of this picture, what do you see?
这个就是农田。
It is a plantation.
有时候我讲的兴奋的时候，我们说要传讲主耶稣。
Sometimes I get very excited and I say we must preach Jesus.
然后就
And comes the cows mooing.
Yeah, 所以你看，诶，奇怪，也有你，好像有很多很特别的，这边我们听不到的声音。
So there are lots of such sounds that we do not hear.
有人在我以前的教会，他们说，为什么你整天去中国，你住几星的酒店？
In my previous church, some people ask me, how many stars hotel do you stay?
我说很多。
I say full of stars.
不超过五星，还超过更多很多星。
It's、more than five stars.
你看到晚上他们很开着那个灯，也是不断的学习。
And even at nights with limited light, they continue to learn.
你看到这些都是他们非常热心的学习。
And they were very enthusiastic.
那么旁边也坐满了，就你看到旁边也有人坐到这样。
So there are people sitting everywhere.
所以你看到这个老人家手上的圣经有多少年的圣经？
And can you look at this old man? How old is his Bible?
你看他们多么渴慕。
And you can see how much they hunger for God's word.
所以你看，为什么要到中国去呢？
So you might ask why travel to China?
今天我们要跟大家讲的就是这个宣教的报告。
And today we are going to talk about a mission report.
那么我刚从中国回来，我也是要跟你告诉你宣教的报告。
So as I just returned from China, I bring a report of the mission trip as well.
你知道中国在1949年共产党统治中国的时候，中国只有少过100万的信徒。
In 1949, when the communists started ruling China, there were less than 1 million Christians in China.
那么当这个我们叫 Iron Curtain 这个铁幕下来之后，我们说，哎呀，中国糟糕了，所有信徒那时候共产党把这个宣教士全部赶出去，这么糟糕了，我们没有办法使到中国人听不到福音。
When China closed the Iron Curtain and chased all missionaries out of the nation, we were all worried that the gospel is not going to spread anymore.
但是今天我们看中国已经不一样了，今天有超过一亿的信徒。
And today we find that there's more than 100 million Christians.
100 million.
There's more than 100 million Christians now.
所以从100万到1000万。一亿的信徒有多少倍？
So how many times have the Christians grew from 1 million to 100 million?
请问多少倍？一百万 ，1 million to 100 million 是多少倍？
So how many times is that?
不是一百倍，一百倍吗？一百倍，1 million to 2 million 就是一倍，对不对？算了，就一百倍吧。我数学不好。
So it's 100 times.
100 times. 你知道在50年有100倍是在历史里面，教会历史里面从来没有过的。
Do you know that to grow by 100 times in 50 years is unseen of in church history?
没有一个人在历史里面可以策划这么大的复兴。
No one in history is able to plan for such a great revival.
OMF 的一个历史学家他说，在历史里面这个是最大的历史复兴。
And a scholar from OMF, a historian, actually commented that this is the biggest revival in church history.
所以突然间这么多信徒出来的时候，有没有人教导他们圣经的话呢？
So when all of a sudden there is such a great growth in Christianity, is there someone to teach them?
所以有很多人信了主，但是没有这很好的教导。
So many people believed in God, but they lack proper teaching.
那么我们在西方社会里面猜，如果我们教会你算一个传道人、一个牧师有多少个信徒
？And in the Western church, what is the pastor to believer ratio？
所以你算一个牧师可以牧养多少人
？How many people can one pastor lead？
有人估计在中国呢，一个牧师要对10000人至少。
There are estimates that the pastor to believer ratio in China is 1 to 10,000.
所以根本照顾不到。
So they cannot possibly take care of that many.
所以中国信徒呢，突然间出现这一亿的这个信徒的时候呢，这么多人怎么照顾他们？所以在中国教会里面出现许多异端。
And because there are so many Christians in China and they lack teachers, many heresies have arisen.
早期的教会里面呢，没有连圣经都没有。
In the early church, they did not even have a complete copy of the Bible.
更不要讲有正统的这个有系统性的神学教导。
And of course, they would not have any systematic theology.
所以呢，所有很多信徒起来，但是信是信了，不过信仰的基础非常的弱。
So there are many people who indeed believed, but their foundation is weak.
所以，请问我们能够做什么？
So what can we do?
你不要忘记，我们的祖先也是中国人。
Do not forget that our ancestors came from China.
是从中国来的，他们来到这里，我们的祖先，我们是有中国的血统。
So they came from China and settled down in Singapore, so we have Chinese blood in us.
那我们看到国外有许多人愿意差派这个外国人到中国去宣教。
And we see many Western missionaries are willing to come into China to preach.
但是你到了中国，你知道他们要外国人到中国的时候，他们要学中文不好学的。
And as the Westerners come into China, they need to spend much time to learn Chinese, which is difficult.
我们今天这么多中国人坐在这里，我不知道你们有多少个中文讲得好。
And there's so many Chinese amongst us seated there. I do not know how many of you can speak proper Mandarin.
我们讲说用中文念圣经，你都有问题。
If I ask you to read the Bible in Chinese, many of you have difficulty.
我们也看到外国人去了中国要学中文，十年他都还不能够讲一堂道。
And we find that some Western missionaries, after they come to China, and a decade later, they cannot even preach one sermon in Chinese.
啊，这中文很难学的。
Chinese is difficult to learn.
我们是中国人，我们是华人，是新加坡的华人，难道我们不能够尽一点力吗？
So can't Chinese from Singapore like us do our part?
所以我们到中国的时候，这次我去北京的这个教课的时候呢，我们里面有差不多有十多种不同的方言。
And as I taught in Beijing this time, there were more than 10 different dialects spoken in the congregation.
因为这些人他们从不同的地方来。
Because these people came from different places.
而且他们已经在开始在不同的地方也有参加侍奉。
And they are serving in different areas.
最远的新疆。
The furthest came from 新疆。
你知道新疆在哪里吗？
Do you know where is 新疆？
所以你坐飞机也要四五个小时才到。
It takes a plane ride or flight of 4 or 5 hours. Some came from the northeastern part.
有些从云南。
And some from 云南。
他们全部来到一个地方，我们就过去训练他们。
And they all gathered at this place, and we go there and train them.
大家有时候在我们这里星期二的时候，我们有一些课程，有些不同教会的人来坐在我们当中，他问一些问题，都叫我们惊讶。
And we also have our Bible classes here on Tuesdays, where different people from different churches come, and some of the questions that they ask will amaze us.
因为他们没有很好的教导。
Because they do not receive proper teaching.
但是我们在中国，我们讲课的时候，每个都是目瞪口呆，张开口看着我。
And as we preach in China, they are all staring at me with their mouths wide open.
为什么呢？他们很盼望，很渴慕这些教导。
Because they are hungering and thirsting for such teaching.
但是我们这边很多弟兄姐妹把好的教导当作很简单、很随便哈。
But many brothers and sisters here would actually treat this teaching like as if it is common.
但是呢，在那边，当我们把圣经解开的时候，他们多么渴慕的不断的吸收。
But over there, when we opened the Bibles, they were hungering and absorbing everything.
但是我怕一件事情，就是我们的教会是我们去宣教、去转强、训练我们的信徒，完全对这个没有负担。
But I'm worried for our church that as I go and preach elsewhere and go on missionary trips.Our own people do not have such a burden.
他说，牧师，你又要去。
And they say, Pastor, you're going again.
好像很麻烦呢。
And it's so troublesome.
你没有那个负担，没有带着你的祝福。我去的时候不是带着你的祝福，带着你的祷告去。
And as I go, I do not have your blessings, and I do not have your prayers.
好像这个是很麻烦的事情。
It's like this is a troublesome thing.
好像我们说，我只要你把你留住，不管他们，你好处我们自己分享就好了。
It's like saying that I want to keep all the benefits to ourselves and not care about others.
你看到保罗不是这样。
But if you look at Paul, he was not so.
保罗很盼望把这个福音、这个教导把它传扬出去。
Paul longed to spread the gospel and to preach the word.
所以我们来到这个《使徒行传》的时候，我们看到十六章。
So as we come to Acts chapter 16,
我们发现呢，如果你回去看，要明白十六章呢，我们一定要回去看到十五章它的背景。
And as we come to chapter 16, we must refer back to chapter 15 for its context.
在十五章的时候呢，我们要知道保罗在哪里。
And in chapter 15, where was Paul?
你看十五章三十六节。
Look at chapter 15, verse 36.
他说过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说，我们可以回到从前传主道的各城，看望弟兄的情况如何。
And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are.
意思说保罗要回去以前传过福音的地方，建立他们，教导他们，使到他们的对神的话完全明白。
Paul wanted to return to the places where he has preached before to build them up and to teach them so that they can understand God's word more.
很多人说宣教就是传福音。
Many people think that missionary journeys involve preaching the gospel.
不但是传福音，是包括传福音，但是还包括教导。
Of course, it includes preaching the gospel, but it should also have teaching.
马太福音那边讲到去大使命，你要出去化十万民做我的门徒，不但是要为他们施洗，要把神所教导我们的教训他们遵守。
And the Great Commission in Matthew 28 talks about going and making disciples, baptizing them and teaching them to obey.
因为保罗来到这个耶路撒冷，告诉他们说，是不是可以传福音给外邦人？外邦人是不是要守律法？
Because as Paul came to Jerusalem, he asked the apostles if the gospel was meant for Gentiles and if Gentiles were to obey the law.
所以耶路撒冷做了决定，现在保罗把这个决定回去各城教导他们遵守。
And of course, the church in Jerusalem made a decision which now Paul needs to go and teach the rest of the churches.
那么保罗在去的时候就跟巴拿巴出现争执。
And before he went, there arose a sharp dispute between Paul and Barnabas.
当然我们已经讲过这堂道，所以我不用再继续的讲。但是之后呢，他们解决了之后呢，他就出去十六章，他就来到特比，来到路斯德。
And of course, we have already preached through that. So in chapter 16, Paul came to Derbe and Lystra.
在那里，他看到提摩太，他就选择了提摩太代替马可、约翰。
And he found Timothy, and he chose Timothy to replace John Mark.
那么他们就往前行，来到第六节。
And they went ahead and came to verse 6.
让我们从第六节读到第十二节。
Let's read from verses 6 to 12.
圣灵既禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过腓尼迦、加拉太一带的地方，到了美西亚的边界。他们想要往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。他们就越过美西亚下到特罗亚去，在夜间有异象显于保罗，有一个马其顿人站求他们说，请过到马其顿来帮助我们。保罗就看见这异象，我们就既要往马其顿去，以为神召我们到马其顿那里去听的人听。十一节，于是从特罗亚开船直到沙摩特拉，第二天到了尼亚波里，从那里到了腓利比，就是马其顿这一方的头一个城，也是罗马的住房城。我们就住在那里。当日我们出门到河边，知道那里有一个祷告地方，我们就去那里向那些妇人讲道。
Acts 16:6, and they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So, passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man from Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together.
在我们读这段圣经的时候，我们发现有很多的问题。
As we read this passage, we find many problems.
啊，圣灵怎么禁止他们？
How did the Holy Spirit forbid them?
耶稣的灵又怎么不许他们？
And how did the Spirit of Jesus not allow them?
然后我们也讲到后来有一个女人叫做吕迪亚，她怎么信主？
And there was a woman called Lydia. How did she believe?
如果我们来到第十六节下半段，我们又看到保罗赶出一个鬼。
And verse 16, we see that Paul cast out a demon.
那么保罗为什么赶出一个鬼？那个鬼是什么鬼？
And why did Paul cast the demon out? And what sort of demon was this?
保罗怎么赶这个鬼？
How did Paul cast it out?
然后保罗又被下到监里面去。
And Paul was in prison.
在监里面，保罗怎么样行神迹，怎么样出来？
And how a miracle was done, and how Paul escaped from prison.
我们常常有许多的问题。
We have lots of questions.
但是我们问一个最重要的问题是，保罗在这个时候讲这些话呢，保罗的背景是什么？他的内容是什么？
But the most important question that we always ought to ask is, what is the context of this passage and what is the content?
这个作者写这段圣经的目的是什么？
What is the author's intent when he wrote this?
我们不要为这些细节来分使我们分心。
We should not be distracted by all these details.
所以当我们在思想的时候，你要知道保罗是在讲一个第二次的宣教。
So as we look at this, we should pay attention to this is Paul's second missionary journey.
所以他出去宣教，保罗这个作者写这段圣经的目的是什么呢？
So what is the author's intent in placing this passage down?
这个目的就是保罗出去宣教，保罗出去传福音，他回来的时候就是这个宣教的报告。
And this passage tells us that Paul went on a missionary journey and he returned with a report.
所以我们要注意，出去既然是宣教的报告，他一定回来告诉我们他出去宣教的情形是怎么样的。
So after he went on a missionary journey, as he returned, he has to make a report of the circumstances that he faced.
他出去这一个旅行出去就是要传福音，他回来的时候他一定问到底多少个人信主。
And after the missionary journey, people will ask how many people believe.
所以这个作者在写的时候，他就写啊，这边有一个女人叫做吕迪亚，她信了主。
And so the author reported about Lydia who believed.
那么后来呢，也有一个这个禁助，他除了这个吕迪亚，还有一个禁助，他也信了主。
And of course, other than Lydia, there was a jailer who also believed.
所以这个是一个 mission report, 这个是个宣教之后的一个报告。
So this actually is a mission report.
保罗到了这个地方叫做马其顿的第一个住房城叫做腓立比。
And Paul was there at Philippi, a leading city of the district of Macedonia.
所以来到这个地方，他说有两个人信了主。
So after he came to this place, Two people believe.
我相信到了那地方还有很多东西保罗这个作者没有写，因为他只是讲报告。哦，这边去的这个地方，保罗讲了到一个人信主叫吕迪亚，他被后来他赶出一个鬼，那么被下到监里面，那么进驻这家人又信了主，所以他是报告是注重在这两家人。
Of course, I'm certain that there were other details that the author did not write down.But in giving this mission report, the author chose to focus on the Lydia and her family and the Philippian jailer and his family.
所以我们的注重点呢，就要注重在 这里是这一个 mission report， 这个是宣教的报告，它告诉我们多少人信主，为什么信主，怎么样信主。
So we should also pay attention to the details that the author put here, which is how many people believed, and because this is a mission report.
所以不要被那些细节分心，到底多少个灵，耶稣的灵是谁，圣灵是谁，那么圣灵怎么样阻止他们，那个鬼是什么鬼，保罗怎么赶，这些都不是他的重点。
So do not be distracted by the other details like the spirit that forbid them and how did Jesus not allow them and what was the demon like and etc. These are not the main points.
虽然不是重点，但是大家还是有问题，所以我稍微讲一讲。
But of course I know that even though these are not the main points, you have these questions, so I will mention them briefly.
圣灵第六节说圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
Verse 6 says that the Holy Spirit forbade them to speak the word in Asia.
后来呢，他们在经过腓吕加、加拉太那边呢，圣灵的耶稣的灵又不许他们。
And as they went to Bithynia, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them.
所以到底圣灵怎么样不许他们，我们其实不知道。
Actually, we know not how the Holy Spirit forbade them.
但是这边呢，我们要注意到这边讲到圣灵跟耶稣的灵是同一个灵。
But we need to pay attention that the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Jesus is the same Spirit.
但是你要注意到在圣经里面圣灵呢，圣经里面有用不同的词来形容或者 来称它。
And indeed, the Bible uses different phrases to address the Spirit of God.
有时候在创世纪它用神的灵。
In Genesis, it's referred to as the Spirit of God.
那么有时候在以赛亚它说耶和华的灵。
In Isaiah, it's called the Spirit of the Lord.
那么哥林多后书它称为永生神的灵。
Second Corinthians refers to the Spirit of the Living God.
有时候它又称我父的灵。
And sometimes the Spirit of My father.
所以但是有时候呢，你看到其他的圣经里面，它有别的名称，它又称为圣洁的灵，就是圣灵，或者永远的灵、荣耀的灵、生命的灵、真理的灵、施恩的灵，还有智慧的灵。
And of course, other parts of the Bible uses the Holy Spirit, Eternal Spirit, Spirit of Glory, Life, Truth, Grace, Wisdom to describe the Holy Spirit.
来到启示录，他又说七灵。
And in Revelation talks about the seven spirits.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们知道圣经里面圣灵只有一位。
But brothers and sisters, we want to know that in the Bible there's only one Holy Spirit.
所以我们讲的就是那一位圣灵，他可以用不同的名字，但是是有时候叫做耶稣的灵，有时候叫做主耶稣的灵、耶稣基督的灵，但是都是指同一位圣灵。
And sometimes we refer to him as the Spirit of Jesus or the Spirit of the Lord Jesus, etc. But it's always referring to one Holy Spirit.
也有很多人在争，到底圣灵怎么样阻止他，怎么样禁止他，怎么样不许他。
And many people debate on how the Holy Spirit forbid them.
不管你怎么样争，你怎么样来争论呢？圣经呢，没有告诉我们那个答案。
But no matter how you dispute, the Bible is silent.
反而，总之。神的灵不许他，我个人是认为是他来到那里呢，神不给他开路，他进不了去。
And whatever the case, we know that the Holy Spirit forbid them. Personally, I believe that as he came to this place, the Spirit of God did not open doors, so he couldn't go there.
所以他来到那里呢，他根本不能进去。
He couldn't even enter the city to preach.
当然，我们可以在这里思想说神怎么样带领一个人，或者说怎么样明白神的旨意。
And of course, we can branch off here and talk about how God leads a person and how do we know God's will.
但是我们还是不要分心。
But of course, we do not want to be distracted.
我们知道在神学里面有分成神秘派跟这个reform, 就是归正派的神学。
And in theology, there is the mystic branch of theology and there is the reform theology.
神秘派里面告诉我们说我们做事情呢，明白神的旨意是神告诉你，神叫你转左转右等等。
And the mystical part of in mystical theology, they believe that God will tell you to turn left or turn right and in some kind of voice.
但是呢，在神归正神学里面呢，告诉我们，圣经里面给我们许多智慧书，比如说箴言。就是旧约的这个智慧书，新约的雅各也是新约的智慧书，他给我们许多的智慧书的目的是要我们做决定。
But in Reformed theology, it is supposed that the Bible contains many wisdom books like the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament and the book of James in the New Testament that will give us wisdom in making decisions.
如果你做决定，只要知道神的旨意，就是说神通过他的感动什么叫你知道的话，就不需要读智慧书了吗？只要向左、向右、向前、向后都不用智慧书。为什么圣经有这么多智慧书？就是叫你自己做一个决定。 按照这些智慧，你为神做这件事情。
If according to mystical theology, you can actually feel how God leads you, then there will be no need to read the Bible, especially the wisdom books. But there is a purpose that God have preserved all these wisdom books in the Bible. It is for us to read so that we might have wisdom to know what to do.
所以我们必须要知道一件事情，就是说神要我们 个人做决定，按照圣经的教导，按照智慧，有聪明智慧，做一个决定，为神做这个决定。
So we want to know that after we read the wisdom books according to the Bible, we will make decisions for the Lord.
就好像我们刚刚过去的这个婚礼。
Just like the wedding that has just passed.
我就问伟江弟兄,
I asked our brother Wei Jiang,
为什么你要嫁给这个周易姐妹?
Why did you want to marry our sister Joey?
如果他的答案是, 我没有办法,
if he were to say that I had no choice,
因为周易她姐妹她说, 我命令你嫁给我, 娶我, 她就没办法就娶了。
And maybe he will say that because Joey commanded me to marry her, so I marry her.
你看这样的话, 你认为, 我们的姐妹会开心吗?
If he were to speak like this, do you think our sister will be happy?
那么但是如果我们的弟兄说, 不是的, 天下女人一般多, 我就是爱她一个, 你说, 你问这个, 我们的姐妹她会开, 她会开心。
But if he were to say that of all the women in the world, I love only her, would she be happy?
如果他会觉得是的, 我这个是更高的爱, 因为他有选择, 但是他只爱我一个, 他只要跟我结婚, 这个是更高的爱。
And of course, it is in fact a deeper love for someone to be able to love others but yet choose to love just one.
所以我们看到一件事情呢, 神要我们, 如果人这样感觉, 神更是知道这个, 让你知道, 但是你说, 我有这些智慧, 但是我选择神, 这个是更高的爱, 不是说神命令我爱, 我就爱, 这个是被动的爱。
And if God were to direct me to do this and I do this, and this is a very passive form of love, but if God reveals to us what we ought to do and we make a choice to do that, that's a higher form of love.
所以我们要知道一件事情, 当我们明白神的旨意是, 当我们看神给我们的圣经, 然后做一个理智的决定, 说我要为主做这个决定。
So we want to know that God gave us the Bible and His Holy Spirit will guide us to use the scriptures to make a logical and rational decision.
如果是这样的话呢, 这段圣经就证明 Reformed theology, 这个归正的神学是对的。
And if that is true, then this passage teaches us that Reformed theology is correct.
因为如果是这样的话呢, 保罗应该说, 我祷告, 祷告呢, 我知道神要我去, 马其顿, 菲利比, 他就去了, 他不会跑到这个亚细亚, 又跑到这个美西亚, 然后神不给, 他创造门, 然后他才去到真的。 你会发现一件事情, 如果你按照你的神的教导去做一个决定, 就算是你走错, 神会指引你的脚步到对的地方去。
Because this passage did not tell us that Paul was there praying and praying, asking God to lead him, and eventually he knew that God wanted him to go to Macedonia. No, Paul did not do that. Paul was trying to obey God's word in preaching the gospel, and he went to different cities, but yet he met with closed doors. And we will see from here that if we are trying to follow God's will according to His word, even when we make a mistake, God will stop us.
你按照圣经的教导, 你为主做, 主会指引你的脚步。
If we try to do things according to the Bible for the Lord, He will direct our steps.
这段圣经就证明了, 保罗不知道, 原来神是要他去腓立比, 但是他 按照他所知道的他去做, 神指引他到最后到腓立比去。
This passage tells us that Paul did not know right from the start that God intended for him to go to Philippi. He just did whatever in his wisdom told him to, according to God's word, he did it for God, but in the end, God led him to purify.
他来到亚细亚，圣灵禁止他。
He came to Asia and the Holy Spirit forbade him.
他想要到比推尼，神的圣灵又阻止他。
He wanted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow him.
神引导他的脚步。
So God led his steps.
你看箴言十六章讲什么？
Okay.
他说人心筹算自己的道路，唯有耶和华指引他的脚步。
Proverbs 16:9 tells us that the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps.
所以我们按照我们所知道的，我们就去做。如果不是神的旨意，他会引导你走他走的旨意。
So we will do in whatever that we know, we will try to do that according to God's word. And if we do so, God will direct our steps.
你看到人心筹算，圣经没有说不可以筹算。圣经里面很多教导说我们要计划。
You see that the heart of man plans his way. The Bible, in fact, does not forbid planning. The Bible actually teaches us to plan.
但是你敢敢去做，神会引导你。
But when you do it with courage, God will direct your steps.
你看箴言二十章二十四节。
Proverbs 20:24.
所以他说，人的脚步为耶和华所定，人岂能明白？有没有说人？耶和华为人的脚步为耶和华所定，你先知道就知道怎么样走，往哪里去做什么。他说你不知道你的脚步到底能够到哪里，你完全不知道。
Proverbs 20:24 says that a man's steps are from the Lord. How then can man understand his way? In other words, you cannot be praying and understand that this is the way that God wants me to go.
所以弟兄姐妹，很多人问我，你到中国去的时候谁会见你？
So brothers and sisters, many people ask me, when you arrive at China, who will pick you up?
你会去哪里？
Where are you headed to?
你知道我的答案是什么吗？
Do you know what's my answer?
我说我不知道。
I do not know.
去到那边，你是不是黄牧师？
When I arrive, somebody that I do not know will come and ask me, are you Pastor Huang?
我说是。
I say yes.
他说你跟着我来。
Then he say follow me.
你看到那边有蓝色的车吗？你上那辆车。
There's a blue car there, get in.
我就上那辆车
and I get it.
他开到一半，他说你下车，你看到旁边有黄色的车，你上那辆车，我就上那辆车。
Halfway through, the car will stop and they'll point to a yellow car and say, get in there, and I will do that.
他开到我一个地方，我也不知道那个地方是哪里。
And wherever they bring me to, I know not.
他说这样不是很危险吗？
And people say, isn't that dangerous?
你知道你坐在这边可能比我更危险吗？但这个楼可能会塌下来。
Do you know that as you sit here, you are facing probably a greater danger than me because this building can topple?
八月份，这个今年八月有一组人在那边已经打几次电话给我了，我一直说不要，但是后来我还是想去，我不认识那边的人。
And there is a group of people whom I do not know who has called me to go preach to them in August.
我完全不知道他们是谁。
I do not know who they are.
他说我们这边有一百多个牧师在那边等您，一定要来教我们。
And they tell me that there's more than 100 pastors here waiting for you. Please come and teach us.
所以我不知道，他说你来，你下飞机的时候，他就我也不知道谁接我，他也不知道他带我去哪里。
And I take the flight there. I do not know who's picking me up nor where they're bringing me to.
他就带我去地方。其实这个有一个好处，因为如果我被抓的时候，我也不知道谁接我。我知道可能是保罗，是彼得，是巴拿巴，切我，但是我不知道他的真名就是谁，到什么地方去我也不知道。你可以打死我，我也是讲不出来。
There's an advantage in this because if I were to be arrested by the authorities, I would really not know who to refer them to because I do not know whether it was Paul or Barnabas or Peter who picked me up, but I do not know even their real names.
所以当我们去宣教的时候呢，我们要有观察力。
So as we go into a mission journey, we must make a missions observations.
我们很专就是知道看神如果会带领，他必然会引导我们走前面的道路。
Because if God will direct our steps, He will lead us.
所以在这里呢，保罗走到那里，他禁止他去亚细亚，他走到比推尼，神也禁止他。后来有一个异象显现，他就去了。
So as he went to, Asia, the Holy Spirit forbade him, and as he wanted to go to Bithynia, the Holy Spirit again did not allow him, so he went to Macedonia.
到十六章十三节，他说到了安息日，他们出了门口，到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方。你看，他们没有祷告说主啊要到河边去，他是应该到河边，他知道那边河边有一个祷告的地方，他就去那边。
And verse 13. They went on the Sabbath day to a place where there was prayer. They did not pray and ask God, God, where shall we go? Shall we go to the river? They knew that there was a place of prayer and they went there.
为什么知道那边有一个祷告的地方呢?
How did they know that there was a place of prayer?
因为如果是犹太人多的地方呢, 只要有10个犹太人呢, 他们就可以成立一个会堂。
Because if there are enough Jews there, as long as there are 10 Jews, they can establish a synagogue.
可见那边没有不足够10个犹太家庭, 所以他们只到一个和平的一个祷告的地方。
In other words, there were not enough Jewish families there, so there was no synagogue. They had to go to the place of prayer.
所以他打听了那边有一个祷告的地方，他就去。 结果他在那边讲到，这个有一个人是卖紫色布匹的呢。 他名字叫李迪亚，他听到保罗的祷告呢，保罗的讲道呢，神就开他的眼睛，他就信了保罗所讲的话。
And after finding out that there was a place of prayer, they went there, and Lydia was there, a seller of purple goods, and God opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and she believed and was baptized.
所以我们要跟大家讲，这段是一个宣教报告，作者在写的时候是说。 保罗怎么样带领人信主?
So we want to know that this is a mission report, and as the author penned it down, he is telling us how Paul led people to Christ.
第一个就是一个吕迪亚，她就是一个吕迪亚，她是一个女的。
And the first convert was a woman named Lydia.
第二个信主呢，就是那个禁主。
And the second convert was the Philippian jailer.
所以在这边呢，你会发现，如果你仔细看，这边有两个不同。
If you focus on this, you realize that there are two differences.
第一个是一个女人，第二个是一个男人。
First is a woman, the second is a man.
这个重要吗？
Is this important?
当然重要，因为主耶稣不随便跟女人讲话。
Because Jesus did not speak any old how to a woman.
特别在撒玛利亚这个井水旁边的时候，那个他跟那个撒玛利亚夫人讲话。 那人问他为什么你跟我讲话，我是一个女人。
Especially we learn from the Samaritan woman story that when Jesus met her at the well and spoke with her, she asked, "Why do you speak with me? For I am a woman."
但是保罗现在已经破了这个，不说保罗向男的传福音，向女的也传，没有分别。
But we can see that Paul has already broken all these cultural barriers. He preached to both men and women alike.
第二呢，你比较这两个信徒呢，第一个是有钱人，第二个是没有钱人。
And you can also find that the first is a rich and the second is poor.
为什么呢? Lydia 是卖紫色布匹的人。
Because Lydia sold purple goods.
当时候的人不能够穿紫色，紫色是很特别的颜色，而且是君王或者贵族的颜色。
In those days, purple was a very, it's a royal color that is not common to the public.
所以我这条tie很贵的。
So my tie is extremely expensive.
是紫色的。
It's purple.
所以这个是进口货。
This is imported stuff.
因为它是从地中海提炼出来，然后来，所以你一定要卖这种物品呢，它是一个很有钱的人。
Because they actually need to extract the dye from the Mediterranean Ocean. And so when Lydia did this, she was a rich dealer.
但是来到这个禁足，他是管监狱的，他不是一个很有钱的人。
But came to the jailer who's in charge of the jail, he was not rich.
这个禁足呢，他是谁能够做禁足呢？就是那些老的罗马军人，他才能够，他不能够老了不能打仗，所以他去管监狱。
So who would qualify as a jailer is actually the old Roman soldiers who cannot fight in a war anymore. They will be sent to the jail.
所以他应该不是一个很有钱的人。
So it is likely that he wasn't a rich man.
所以这两个不同是吗? 一个是男人，一个是女人。
So there's a man and a woman.
一个是有钱人，一个是没有钱人。
A poor and a rich.
还有你要注意到他，一个是犹太人，一个是非犹太人。
And one was a Jew, the other wasn't.
因为吕迪亚是在 安息日的时候就去祷告的地方，所以他是犹太人。
Because Lydia went on a Sabbath day to a place of prayer, so it is evident that she was a Jew.
那么这个禁足呢，他应该是罗马的军队，所以他应该是非信徒。
And if the jailer belonged to the Roman soldiers, he is likely to be an non-Jew.
所以这里你看到保罗向女人讲道，也向男人讲道，他向有钱人讲，也向没有钱人讲，他向犹太人讲，他也向外邦人讲。
So Paul preached to both men and women, rich and poor, Jew and Gentile.
而且呢，你这边也看到另外一件事情很重要的，尼迪亚怎么样信主？
And you can also spot something else that's very important. How did Lydia believe in the Lord?
你看第十四节，他说，神开他的眼，开他的心，他就留意保罗所讲的话，讲的道，他就信了。
Verse 14 tells us that the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and she believed.
但是那个禁主怎么信呢？
How did the jailer believe?
禁主以为这些保罗逃走了，他就拿刀要自杀。后来保罗说出来，不要不要，我们还在这里。他才问，我应该做什么才能得救？
And the jailer, perceiving that the prisoners had escaped, drew his sword and wanted to kill himself, but Paul stopped him and he asked Paul, what must I do to be saved?
所以第三十节说，二位先生，我当怎么样行才能够得救？
Verse 30, then he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
所以你看到一个是神的主权，一个是人的决定。
So you realize that there is God's sovereignty and man's responsibility.
所以总是我们有看到两个，一个呢就是神有主权，但是人也必须要回应。神拣选人，但是人也必须要回应。这两个呢，我们不能够完全明白，但是我们知道人有责任必须要回应神的呼召。
So yes, indeed, we can see that God is sovereign in choosing, but yet man has his responsibility to respond to God's call.
所以这段圣经，我们第一点讲到神的这个宣教的观察。
And so we can see the mission's observations.
第二点呢，我们要给大家看到这个宣教的困难。
And secondly, we see that the mission's obstacles.
为什么呢？因为神给这个保罗看到马其顿的意象，他们就去马其顿里面去传教。在传教的时候，你顺着神的意思行，难道就没有困难吗？他们顺着神的意思行，结果还是碰到困难。
Because we see that they actually went to Macedonia because of a vision, and they were obeying God's will. So some might say, if you obey God's will, there will be no obstacles. But no, they were clearly obeying God's will, and yet they faced with obstacles.
当你碰到困难的时候，你不要以为这个就是你做的不好，或者是你违背神。
So when you are faced with obstacles, do not presume that you have disobeyed God or that you have failed.
我们发现到保罗传福音给尼迪亚之后，他出来，后来看到一个使女被鬼附，主保罗替他赶这个鬼出来，结果呢，因为这样他被下在监里。
After Lydia was converted, as Paul continued in the city, there was a demon-possessed girl whom Paul cast the demon out from, and because of that, he was jailed.
那么，所以你说我遵守神的旨意，为什么会下在监里呢？
And some might ask, didn't I just obey God's will? Why have I been jailed for that?
我顺服神，为什么会碰到苦难呢？
When I obey God, why am I faced with difficulties?
因为那个苦难是一个变相的祝福。
Because that difficulty is actually a blessing in disguise.
因为什么呢？原来他进了这个监狱里面，事情发生了这件事情，结果他带领了那个禁主信了主。
Because through his imprisonment, he was able to lead the Philippian jailer to Christ.
所以在如果你按照神的旨意去行的话呢，你遇到困难，感谢主，你知道这个是一个变相的祝福，神的祝福快要来到。
So if you are indeed obeying God's will, then when you are faced with difficulty, you got to give thanks that this is a blessing in disguise.
所以当我们遇到苦难的时候呢，不要怕，只要你信心知道你是按照神的旨意去行，你继续的走，因为前面祝福就要到。
So when you are faced with difficulty, do not be afraid, but continue your journey in faith because your goal is just in front.
因为罗马书八章二十八节大家现在都已经很熟了，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Because Romans 8:28, you should all be familiar with by now that God works all things for the good of those who love Him.
所以当我们看到我们中国字每次讲危险，危机。
And the Chinese translation of the word crisis,
危机就是危险中就有机会。
Is a phrase that says that in the midst of the crisis, there's opportunity.
所以保罗把这个鬼赶出来之后呢，却被抓进牢里面。在牢里面呢，他竟然能够在那边唱诗祷告。
And after Paul was in prison, they were actually praying and singing hymns to God.
那么在这个时候，神就给他显了一个神迹，所有的门打开，但是保罗并没有逃跑。
And God performed a miracle, and there was a great earthquake, and all the gates were open.
所以当门打开的时候，保罗没有逃跑，那个禁卒以为人这个囚犯逃跑了，他要自杀。你看这个禁卒是一个很忠心的一个禁卒。
And even though the prisoners did not escape, but the jailer thought that they have escaped and he wanted to kill himself, showing that he is a very faithful guard.
但是呢，保罗叫他说不要自杀，我们还在这里。他就问我们应该做什么才能够得救。
And Paul stopped him, do not harm yourself, for we are all here. And he asked, what must I do to be saved?
所以你碰到困难的时候，不要怕，要坚持。
So when you're facing difficulties, do not fret, but persevere.
我记得差不多十年前，我从美国去福建的时候呢，就在那边要就是这张照片，刚才你们看到那张照片，我要去那边去这个培训。
I remember 10 years ago, which was in the picture that you saw, I was traveling from the United States to Fujian for a retreat.
我下飞机的时候呢，我看到每个人都在跑。
And when I came down from the plane, I saw everybody running.
那时候为什么跑呢？原来有台风来了。
And why were people running? Because a typhoon was coming.
我说主啊，要死我也可以死在美国，不用来福建死的。
And I said to God, God, I can die in the United States. Why bring me to Fujian to die?
但是不知道原来每个人都在跑，所以我们跟着跑。后来有人借了我带我去的一个那个训练的地方。
And so I ran along with the rest, and someone then picked me up from the side and brought me to the place.
到了那地方，我发现呢，原来这样。那个台风来的时候呢，那些公安全部去维持秩序，我们可以安静的聚会。
And then when I arrived at the place, we realized that because of the typhoon, all the police were busy with keeping order instead of coming to arrest us, so we could actually continue our retreat.
所以那张照片你看到我们那边有好几百人在那边聚会，我们很平安的聚会，因为公安非常忙，他们有时间来。
And you see in the earlier picture that there were more than a few hundred people gathering there because the police were busy keeping order.
所以你会发现，这个苦难或者困难的时候呢，不一定就是不好，它可能就是一个变相的祝福。
So a difficulty may not be bad because it could be a blessing in disguise.
所以保罗在这边遇到这个困难，他下在监里，原来到监狱里面要拯救那个禁卒。
So Paul faced with the difficulty, he was in prison, but in the end.It was because that in so doing, he could lead the Philippian jailer to Christ.
所以请问这个宣教的目的是什么呢？
So what is the mission's objective?
当然就是要人信主。
And of course, it's to have people believe in Christ.
要他们的信心建立。
And we want to build up their faith.
使到他们明白神的话，遵循神的话。
That they might understand God's word and obey.
所以在监狱里面呢，这个禁卒问保罗说。两位先生，我当怎么行才能得救呢？
So in the prison, the jailer asked them, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
所以这个就是福音最，我们宣教最重要看到人的因的灵魂得救。
And the most important objective in missions is to have people souls being saved.
所以我们在读这段圣经的时候，常常被许多的这细节影响，没有看到中心点。中心点是保罗。在这边做宣教，那个作者是要把这个宣教的报告来告诉大家。
So as we read this passage, we are often distracted by all the little details, but we want to understand that the author's intent is to give a report of Paul's missionary journey.
保罗本来是耶路撒冷的教会。
Paul came from the Jerusalem church.
但是他去到处去布道。
But he went everywhere to preach the gospel.
16章我们的经文是他第二次布道。
In chapter 16, we read of Paul's second missionary journey.
他就要完成主给他的大使命，要使万民做神的门徒。
And he is trying to obey God's great commission to make disciples of all the nations.
那么今天这段圣经怎么样应用在我们的教会里面呢？
So how do we apply this passage to our Bible, to our church?
是不是说你差牧师去传宣教就可以了，你们不管？
Does it mean that you send the pastor out to the missionary journey and then you just fold your arms and not care?
不是的, 我们要跟他一起同行。
No, we need to be of one heart with him.
我们为他祷告,
we should pray for him.
支持他,
support him.
让他在做这件事情上有能够有神的祝福。
So that as he does what he does, he will be blessed by God.
我的盼望是将来呢, 我们不但是到中国去把这个神学教给他们。
My hope is that in the future, we will not just bring the theology to China to teach them.
我们盼望我们也把他们带到新加坡来，在这里训练他们。
Our hope is that we will bring them to Singapore and train them here.
所以我们已经成立了这个新加坡恩道神学院，就是你们教会的神学院。
We have already established Grace Bible Seminary, which is the seminary of your church.
所以你看到恩道堂虽然小小，有恩道神学院。
So you see that even though Grace Bible Fellowship is small, but yet we have a Grace Bible Seminary.
如果你上去这个网去查一查恩道网恩道.net,
if you go online and go to 恩道.net,
你就会知道我们是归属在美国这个 TMAI里面，它在全世界有18间神学院。
And you realize that we come under the umbrella of TMAI from the United States. That has 18 other seminaries throughout the world.
我们是其中一间。
We are one of them.
所以我们盼望把这些学生呢，我们去中国把培训他们。有一天呢，我们也把他们带到我们当中来受训。
Yes, we go to China now to teach them, but one day we hope that we can bring them to Singapore to be trained.
那么来的时候，那时候我盼望大家很热情的招待他们，照顾他们，让他们好好的在这里学习。
And when they come, I look forward to your hospitality towards them so that they can learn properly.
那么如果他们好好的学习，有一天当他们回国的时候呢，我盼望当中有一些人回去中国建立教会，这个就是我们的职堂。
And if they learn and be trained here and return to China, and if they plant a church there, it will become our sister church.
所以我们就会大力支持他们。你看到我们小小的教会，竟然就已经开始做了宣教，也做了支堂的工作。And
if we support them, by then you will see that even though our church is small, we would have both seminary and also church planting and missionary work.
我的领导是充满了这个意向。
And my leadership is full of this vision.
所以当我盼望我们的弟兄姐妹能够跟得上这个意向。
And I hope that brothers and sisters will also be able to catch on this vision.
不要让我一个人在外面跑。
Don't let me run alone outside.
你在后面要跟得上来。
You must follow me closely behind.
能够看到我们能够做到许多，虽然小，但是我们可以做了很多工作。
And I hope that you can see that even though we are small, but we are doing much work.
我们小小一个教会，我们有书房。
And we are a small church, but we have a book room.
我们有这个圣经研讨会。
We have an organized Bible conference.
我们有神学院。
And we have a seminary.
很快的，我们将来就会有职堂，有宣教的职堂。
And very soon we will have our own sister church planted.
我们在完成大使命。
We are fulfilling the Great Commission.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就不会很自我为中心，总是看作神的国度大过我们自己。
And when we do this, we will be less self-centered and we will be looking at God's kingdom that is bigger than us.
盼望有一天你也愿意跟我一起到中国去宣教。
And I hope that one day you'll be willing to come to China together with me on a mission trip.
我跟你保证我们住的酒店是很多星的。
I guarantee that we will stay in a hotel with many stars.
让我们做一个结束的祷告，我们请这边做一个。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. And for telling us through your word about the mission's journey. And we thank you for bringing our pastor back safely. We pray and ask, Lord, that you will help us as a church to be mission-minded and that we would support our pastor in this area and to also continue to fulfill the Great Commission in Jesus' name. Amen.